The sermon topic this week is about change, and you know they touched on it Wednesday night. In the change, some of the Hebrews didn't want to accept the change in the new covenant from the old covenant to the new. And I thought, well, I'll put this suit on, get people's attention, and they'll notice. I didn't want you to notice me. I went in the mirror this morning. And I thought, who is that guy? You know, so I hope you notice change. Got a lot in doing some research and looking in the Strong's Concordance about change. There, it's used several times, but yet there's several different interpretations. Old Testament in the Hebrew tongue: renew, barter, alter, restitution, consider. And all those had their place in the English language. Had for all of those is change. And in the Greek, which is the New Testament, is to make different, to transform, removing, exchange. Had a word in the Greek tongue that only the English language could use the word change for. So that's what I'm talking about. And the whole morning service has been about change. He talked about change in the world today. Okay, change was used as a platform and as a political platform, you know, years back, and it's used again today. But we can see what change results, you know, from that platform. So the text is going to be out of Psalm 46. If you want to turn there while I'm still jabbering a little bit. You always jabber a little bit to start to get the nerves off. I heard an old preacher say that, and I say that a lot, but it's true. It really is. It takes the edge off of the nerves that I might have as I stand before a crowd that come to hear the Word of God. And I want to be sure that Jamie does not mess up the Word of God. I was thinking again this morning, sometimes in preparing a message, you've got to sort out what God gives you and what Jamie's thoughts are. I want Jamie's thoughts to be gone. Jamie's thoughts are useless, worthless, no count for nothing. It's all about God, and that's what we need here this morning. Each and every one of us need the truth, need God. Psalms 46. I'm probably going to read the entire chapter. It's 11 verses. But there's a main verse there. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. And that Selah means think on these things. He's telling us to grasp what he's saying to us here, to get a hold of it and think of it, meditate on it. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Refuge, stronghold. Verse 8. Come, behold the works of the Lord, with desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Key verse right here, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Let's pray. Lord, again, here we are this morning in this little church here by this road out in the middle of nowhere. We come together to praise your name, for we know that you are present everywhere. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. We ask that you stir in our hearts here this morning with your word, with your Holy Spirit. Move upon us as only you can. Visit that place that we talked about last week, the heart, that only you can go and only we can know. We praise you. We thank you. We ask now, Lord, you be in the midst of every word, every song and testimony this morning, every thought. We ask for you to be with those who couldn't be here, whatever reasons. And again, Lord, we lift up our pastor to you. We ask for you just to bless and move upon his life and his ministry. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. So I thought a lot about change and the many different styles of change as we go. Now, it brought me to that because God is our refuge. God is a rock solid thing. God does not change. Correct. Everybody can grasp that, right? But if we'll take just a minute, we'll see how much change happens in our daily life. Every day, there's change happening right now. Things will be different from the time we came in here till the time we go back out. I thought about the change going on right here. I thought about the pictures of the old church when it was up on the hill there. The change that occurred there. The change in the appearance of things. But you know what? God was the same as it was when it was on the hill as it is today. Okay? And he's going to be the same when this building is flat and this earth is no more. God is going to be the same. He's not going to change. So we can't get too caught up in change that's going on as it goes on. We got to stand firm on God and his foundation and his firmness. I wrote down some examples of change. Change of mind. You know, we commonly change our minds about whatever, you know, things. I think, isn't that a woman's right to change their mind? Debbie reminds me that it is anyways, okay. And she's not here. She's at work this morning. change of heart. And I think about what God does in our lives when we get saved. He changes our heart. Now, and I can tell you, I can use me an example. I remember coming here, I sat back there, I couldn't say a word. And look what God has done. This is not bragging on me. I'm still that guy that sat back there that couldn't talk. But God has moved upon my heart and life. He's changed. He has changed me. He has. I praise the Lord for that. And I am so humbled that he's done that. And he does that for several folks. And he'll continue to do that. Amen. He will. He will. Change of venue. This is when you go somewhere else. I remember being at the darkest time in my life and thinking, well, if me and Debbie could just move away, go somewhere else, start over, not know anybody. We could have done that, but it would have been the same. Change of scenery. As you can change, I wore a suit. That changed the scenery of me. And that was the point of that. And a lot of folks noticed. Well, who's this guy? You look good. You look good, whatever. But that was the point. It was just change. And we noticed change. Okay? Change of seasons. I remember thinking when it's cold, I want it to be hot so I can complain about being hot. Then when it's hot, we want it to be winter so we can complain about being cold. You know, I discovered, folks, we're not happy unless it's 75. Oh, it's a little bit hot. Debbie will freeze at 65. I'm telling you, she will. My dad was that way. He would freeze at 65. Ice cream. It's set in this chair and cover up with a blanket while I eat it. And here's one that really got me. Everybody, I learned that one time, oxymoron. That's two words that mean total opposites in the same sentence. Is that right, English teacher? So, that's true. Change is consistent. We're consistently changing. We're constantly changing. And now some how it affects us in our everyday lives. I went and visited Johnny Lockhart Monday. And if you don't know Johnny Lockhart, he's Nancy's dad, Julian's grand and Sarah's grandpa, you know, and he's been an icon of the community out there on Windy Ridge for years and years and years. I remember my grandpa Charlie, he would fool with something, he would band and wire and grease, and when he got to his last straw, he would say, "Let's take it out to Johnny Lockhart. He can fix it. He can fix anything." And that's what Johnny Lockhart was known about. Well, I went and saw him Monday, And they was talking about releasing him next morning. And since then, they don't expect him to survive. But you know what has occurred. And like they said that they've experienced this week. I remember going through that with my dad when he had the heart stuff. And that's a tough ride. That's why we got to stay firm on that rock solid foundation. Jesus Christ in control. Me and Johnny had a good talk. We had prayer together. He knows where he's going. His family knows where he's going. They're confident. Yeah, it's going to be a hard time. It is. I remember thinking when my dad, the biggest change in my life was when my dad passed away. Unexpectedly, you know. And I was of mind that everything was going to be the same forever. No. And I realized, you know, I thought, well, we ought to just jump in that box and went with him. Because we'd done everything together. We were that close. But that was change that just really rattled my cage, so to speak. And I thought of Miss Patty when Uncle Rick, God took him home. The change, the reciprocating change in Miss Patty and in the family. And that's what change is. We've got to expect change. We've got to learn how to respond to change. Okay? Because change is happening every day. Sometimes it's planned change. We plan things, and then sometimes it's unexpected. Sometimes we're ready for change, and sometimes we're not. And that's the biggest point of what I wanted to talk about this morning is change. We talked a little bit earlier in the Sunday school class, we touched on the Israelites after they had been took out of Egypt. God had a plan for them. God was leading them. And God was making a great change in their life. And once they got to a point, they wanted to go back. They were murmuring. They were complaining. They didn't like the change. But they weren't dependent on God. They was thinking of their own life. Okay? They weren't looking forward. In Hebrews, in our Bible study on Wednesday night, we talked about some maybe wanted to go, they wanted to hang on to the old way. And there's some of the real down-to-earth, hardcore Jews today that still, they live the Old Testament way. They would not accept change. As we go through change in our lives, and I'm not talking about any one particular thing. Lots of things that change in our families, in our jobs, I see Matt Dye back there. We used to race motorcycles together, and he can echo this. How much difference in your bike's performance that just changing the tire made. Just changing the tire. Or say your engine. You didn't realize it was weak till you put a new piston in it. Wow, I didn't realize that was it. Changed the engine. Changes is good. But as I finish up here, and I'm going to emphasize that change is something that should not affect us spiritually. Exodus 14, chapter 14, verse 14 says, "The Lord shall fight for you." Think about that. Yeah, it's what it says. He will fight for you through everything that's going on. Satan wants to change everything. He wants to keep us in such disruption that he can defeat us. But we can't let that. The Lord says he will fight for you. And I noticed this morning when I was reading over the lesson at home where God said he put on that breastplate. Talked about the importance of what it says to us in Ephesians chapter 6. Put on the whole armor of God. He's put her on, people. And he's given it to us that we can put it on. And that's what we need to do in our daily lives. Because there's change that's going to keep happening. It's going to keep happening no matter what. But if we're prepared, if we're standing on that rock, if we're relying on God, and we're trusting in His Word, change won't have no effect on us. It won't. Hebrews 13:8. In closing, as you come and get a song, Glenda. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. What a promise. What a promise. And I finished up my Billy Graham book, and he referred to there at the end, he said, we're in the third millennium of salvation. Like Greg said, this is our time. We're in the third millennium of that right now, and he's the same right now today as he was when he rose out of that grave, when he ascended to be in heaven with the Father and sent the Holy Spirit. He's the same. He's the same. He's the same. Can I say that enough? He's the same. That's where we need to stand. We change. We let things change us, but we got to stand on Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. No matter what, there's going to be death around us all the time. There's going to be heartache. There's going to be sadness. There's going to be things coming and going. I let things bother me at a time and I run like a scared dog. But I'm standing firm on the Word of God right now. I'm standing firm on Jesus Christ. And that's where we got to be. That's what we got to do. Each and every one of us. Whether we're going through physical ailments, job changes, many, many things can go on in our life. But the one consistent thing is there's no change is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Billy Graham preached that for 50-some years. He said, one of his quotes, he said, I'll not be able to do this past my 40s. And he was preaching when he was in his 90s. Praise the Lord for that. And that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. Anybody got something going on in their life? Come and ask God to help you through it. Because it's changed. It's nothing greater than God. And if you're lost this morning, you have the greatest change that ever was, that ever occurred, and the only one that matters. You just come and accept Him as your Savior. The bottom line.